Hello, Steve. Hello, Jill. It's time to game classy.
Douchebag with suspenders and one of those old man hats will be like, this is a great deal on these Japanese.
Yeah.
The in between buying his fucking anime girl body pillow, his Dekimura.
The anime pillow.
Yeah, dude, body pillows are the hypest.
Are
the
they?
Hypest, the hypest realist.
Do you ever sew little holes into it?
I just want the fucking centaur one.
The centaur one.
The best is the
I'm actually, sure the thing with the centaur one is that one looked comfy as fuck.
I'm sure I've mentioned it before, but my favorite part about the centaur one is the illustration of the little guy doing what can you do with this? There's the one where he's sleeping with it, like between his legs and like holding on to it with his arms, and it's the one where he's like, you know, leaning on it, and the last one is he's sitting, he's leaning on it behind him, and he's got the martini glass, and he's like, this is the fucking best thing ever.
He's a centaur pillow. It looks comfy as fuck. What are you gonna comfy. Say?
Yeah, that's how you roll, eh? A 12, mediocre.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
That's pretty much how I roll. So
it's fair. It's fair.
It's a t-shirt I'm wearing in case. Anybody was really wondering what that reference is. So, hey, everyone. Welcome to Game Classy. I'm back from Florida. Yay.
Nobody cares.
Yeah, no one really cares. America cares, Steve.
No,
America
they don't.
Cares.
America
no.
does not care.
Ugh.
Trump cares. Trump cares.
Cares about America.
He does.
They're
rapists, criminals, and violent offenders, and some of which are probably nice people.
Oh my god.
Quotes though.
Yeah. Let me tell you about Florida, man. Florida truly is the Florida.
A Florida man.
Florida is the taint of America.
There's a I don't have a Twitter account anymore.
Yeah.
But I think
I know Florida man. Everyone knows Florida
there's
man.
There's probably a Facebook page as well. But do you know what? Some of our foreign listeners might not know Florida man.
It's essentially, you know, when you guys make fun of Germany, yeah, that's what we make fun of for Florida.
Yeah, and there's a Twitter and probably a Facebook page of a Florida man.
Well, yeah, because all
and
the
there
new,
headlines
yeah.
that start with a Florida man, yeah. like
a Florida man lost his arm after he tried to stick it into an alligator to retrieve his golf ball.
Yeah,
oh wait, that was Billy Madison.
There was and that's probably true. To be honest, there was a Florida man who captured an alligator and was fucking it show it who's boss because it took a bite. Adam,
yeah.
which is really weird.
Yeah, people are dumb.
Like, I mean,
Florida people are especially dumb. But you know, I didn't see a ton of Florida people just because I was in Disney World.
Disney World.
There was a lot of tourists. So, man, goddamn the
smelly foreigners.
The Germans' way of looking ridiculous in every picture they ever take is hysterical.
Were they all wearing lederhosen?
But you know what? They're not. Yeah. But they can make any clothes they wear look like lederhosen.
Have you seen the picture of Hitler in lederhosen?
Yeah.
It's the funniest fucking thing I've ever seen.
Well, it's Hitler in lederhosen.
Right. And he tried to get that picture, like, expunged because it was he said so it's very specific and it was very humorous, but it was, like, not becoming or something.
Yeah. Well,
it's funny. It's lederhosen.
Yeah, Florida. You know they always say like Florida's the Wang of America.
This is the land of chocolate.
It's not the Wang. It's like that part. Like if you think of Florida as a leg, it's that part of your leg that's always covered by like underwear / like your shorts that gets really sweaty in the summer.
I just very much like saying Florida. That's America's Wang. Taxachusetts.
Space Taxachusetts. But yeah, it's Florida is just god awful in every way, shape, and form. Never go. Never, ever, ever go to Florida. Unless you want to, you know, like, die.
You can just avoid it, really.
Like, it's the worst.
You can hit the theme parks, do some drinking.
I did sit in
ride
front
some
of
coasters.
I did sit in front of some very funny Brits while I was on the Jungle Cruise.
I heard they line up really well.
They do line up incredibly well. Like, there is never any. Like, there's some weird stereotypes, like, that you just come across. And you're like, wow, I never knew the stereotype was real. I just thought it was stupid, you know? But I do find that, like, British people do line up incredibly well. Like, they will, like if you're, like...
They'll make a queue like a master.
But I mean, like, if you're in line for like a Space Mountain or something like that, they will be in the line, but they will be straight in a line in the center. Like, you know, like Americans will just like lean back on like the pole or, I mean, like.
Well, we can't exactly fit in because we're on the Freedom Coaster.
This is Scooty Puff Juniors everywhere, everywhere.
They're Freedom carts. You know why? Because they're made of fucking Freedom.
Yeah. Oh God, and it was It was so funny. Like when you get on the bus to the resort to the theme park, they always let the people on the Scooty Puffs on first. And there was a guy who literally was on the Scooty Puff, and like he got up off the Scooty Puff and pushed the Scooty Puff to the bus. And I'm like, oh come on.
Well, yeah, it's just like Costanza when he's running down the street with the fucking under his arm. Yeah. Sir, do you believe in miracles? No, I don't, Costanza. No, I don't.
But yeah, the British will line up completely. I'll just say this: Indian people, no sense. Like, I'm not saying Indian people in America. I'm saying like people from India have no sense of personal space, which is fine. I mean, I'm sure that's a very crowded country.
Yeah, well, I mean, if the population is anything to go by, yes, it's very much elbows and assholes.
Yes, pretty much what it was. There was like a kid who was pretty much in my ass the entire way on Splash Mountain, and I'm just like, please stop.
Yeah, I'd imagine India is quite crowded.
And that was not the only incident, but anyway, yeah. So Disney World, yay!
Disney World.
Other thing, really quick before we start, do you know your blood type?
No.
Me and my wife got in a huge argument. How do you not know your blood type?
I've never donated blood. I've never had blood drawn.
You don't want to give up your essence?
It's my fluid. Yeah. I've never done anything that involves my blood type, so I don't know it.
My daughter went in for her yearly checkup, and I told my wife, I'm like, find out her blood type so at least I know.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause, and she's like, and she forgot again. And I'm like, how can you not care about your blood type? I know my blood type. She's like, I don't care about my blood type. I'm like, you know, it's kind of important.
You know who gives a huge amount of poops about their blood types? Japanese.
And the Jehovah's Witnesses.
Sir, like, in Japan, like, blood types are extraordinarily important. It's really interesting.
Well, yeah, they got, like, whole blood type diets there.
Yeah, they put a lot of emphasis on your blood type.
Yeah.
Say it's, like, a lot of, like, your personality and, like, things you should eat and stuff. It's really weird.
It is kind of weird.
I guess maybe it's true. Yeah. I mean, Japanese live they got the longest lifespan in the world, so they probably know something.
Yeah. Actually, the oldest living person is in the U.S. right now, 128 years old.
Mm. Well, they got that fucking like island in that one spot in Japan where, like, I think it's Okinawa, yeah, where like everyone just lives super long. I'm sure one of them will like outlive.
Well, they also tend to keep the super old people alive in special rooms in their houses, which basically means they have corpses sealed up so they can just keep on collecting Social Security.
Whoa.
Yeah, that's happened.
Whoa.
Truth bomb. So let's get to some gaming stuff.
You're a truth bomb.
Truth bomb!
If truth was made of poop and awful.
And not awful.
Like O-F-F-A-L. Just to clear everyone, because I mean...
Yeah.
That word's pronounced awful, but it's not off. Yeah. I don't want, like...
You're talking about, like, the animal guts.
Guts. Yeah.
Okay. So we got a box
in. I'm glad we could clear that up.
And it's a special delivery for Steve.
Oh, man. It's right. I hope it's a bunch of dicks.
I don't want to show you the box because it'll give away what it is.
Okay. I'm not looking at the box.
But.
Yucks. What's this here? There is. Oh, shit. It's more. I think it's more arena.
The Arena Rex guy sent you the Egyptian warband.
The Egyptians? Oh.
And they sent you the guy in the scorpion, too.
Oh. My. God.
Yeah. So your bitching and moaning got you something there,
I
Steve.
I didn't bitch! I wasn't bitching. I was not trying to get free stuff. Oh, yeah. Man. That's the fucking coolest.
Yeah.
They even sent me the fucking Scorpion Rider.
And
oh,
he said, you have to give me the other guys that you got.
Okay.
No, I'm just joking on that
one. All right. Well, I mean, fuck those guys. I got the Egyptians. Awesome.
Yeah.
That's fucking sick, dude.
So, I didn't even thank them on the internets because I wanted to just thank them on the podcast for sending
awesome.
This stuff, because this stuff is beyond belief. It's amazing.
That's fucking sick.
Yeah, I think I'm...
Well, yeah, just like that fucking Medusa.
Medusa.
That sculpt was ridiculous. Yeah. That shawl. I get that Marika Reimer is going to win a bunch of fucking painting competitions with that shit.
Well, actually, that was one of the things...
that's hype.
I was really contemplating, I think...
My boner is super engorged right now.
I'm thinking that this year I'm going to go back to doing some competition painting. I've been off competition painting for about 2 years now.
Why would you do that, Joe? You're going to lose.
I've won in the past.
You're not going to win a real competition.
What real competition?
Anything that pays out money.
Well, I am going to enter the Crystal Brush, though. I don't expect to win. The problem with Crystal Brushes is that it's the judging method on it is bullshit. So
also, the talent level is absurd.
It's not, though. That's the thing. The Crystal Brush is more about, like, oh, man, this looks cool, and I can't believe that they did this Dark Eldar model. You know, that's what it is. It's about recognition, and it's about...
I mean, the last...
It's the cult of personality.
The last three Crystal Brushes were all won by hand-sculpted models.
Yeah. But that's exactly it. It's like, it's not just a paint job. It's about sculpting.
Yeah.
There's so much bullshit involved with
that. Well, I think Tim said it, that that it's not supposed to be about sculpting, but the models that are sculpted are always the best painted.
It's so stupid.
Fucking sick, dude.
Yeah, so I'm gonna do some. I'm actually gonna paint my Arena Rex Warband, I think, for Crystal Brush.
Fuck, man,
this year.
This is sick.
So now you got two warbands. You can get some people into it.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to fucking bust those up. The thing I like the most about Arena Rex is that
the big art cards.
No, I really like. I mean, we've talked about how much we like this game. Like, we talked about how much we like this game before they sent us stuff.
Yeah,
and I really, really, really appreciate that they sent us stuff. Especially they sent me the Egyptians, which is out of fucking control. That's super cool. But very specifically, something about Arena Rex that's really cool.
Oh, look at this fat dude.
Yeah, he's the best. Look at him. His name's Urkak. He's a fucking giant fat dude, and he's got a fucking badass like pike. Or it's not a pike. It's like a sickle thing. Yeah. I don't know. It's
an axe.
It's an Egyptian weapon. It's historically accurate. No, the thing that's really cool specifically about Arena Rex is the playmat.
Oh, yeah, that looks like the
arena playmat. But that's the size of the game. That's the size of the game board. And that fits on the average-sized card table for
the games. Was it like a 3x3 or something
for the
like
game
that?
Stores? It's not. It's like a...
Or 2.5x2.5, something
yeah,
like that?
Yeah, it's big enough to fit on one of the card tables that are on that are at the game stores around here, which is fantastic because... being able to actually just sit down and play the game at the normal table that everyone has. It's those white card tables. I'm sure you've seen them.
Yeah, I have them.
If you've been to a game store.
Oh, you were talking to the audience as a whole.
Yeah. So, it's super cool to be able to, like, play the full game and not be like, well, this game, we probably should have played it on a bigger table, and it's not going to be the exact... You know, it's like if you played... You know, if you played Warhammer on a 2x2, like it's
you're
not,
done by turn three, is what you're saying?
Yeah, it's not exact, and it's not exactly the game. You're just like, oh,
you know
yeah.
You know what I like about the Scorpion model? All the legs are one piece.
Yeah,
<It's> or pretty, two pieces technically for the eight legs. That's
pretty.
That's hype. Yeah. So and they also sent me. He sent me a model too. So I appreciate that.
Oh, this is the action things.
The fatigue counters.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
So yeah, that was they sent us that. It was like a little bit of a what's in the box.
That's fucking sick.
Yeah.
What's in the box? My fucking joy. That's what's in the box.
Your boners.
Yeah. My boners.
You want to talk about the big news for the last 2 weeks?
I just want to talk about Arena Rex and how
you haven't even played it yet.
But now I'm all in.
Now I'm all in.
Well, I was trying to finish those Wrath of Kings guys, which are just about done. Fucking water effects being a bitch.
Yeah, I'm finishing up. I'm doing some War Master stuff.
Nice.
I finished 1,000 points of Chaos, and I'm working on 1,000 points of High Elves right now.
You're at 1,000 points of Chaos.
It doesn't take that long to do, and I'm gonna work on these guys. I think I'm gonna do that. I think what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna do competition level painting, and then I'll do some fun stuff. Then competition level painting, then some fun stuff.
Yeah, that's. I'm doing that Wrath of Kings stuff right now, and it'll be refreshing to be able to, you know, paint up a game that's like, oh, hey, these five models you have is the actual faction. Like, not fucking around. Like, you can play with five models.
Yeah, as I say, in scouting out this game, I think the game plays best around 5-6. You could play with three and up to, I think they said, 8 in the rule book. And I'm sure it'll play fine at 8, but I think it'll get a little too crazy at about 8. which is probably why they cut it off at 8, but I think it plays best around 5. All right, so let's talk about it. The big news is Privateer Press decided to pull a Warhammer at Games Workshop and put all the rules online. And unlike Games Workshop, they have more than 4 rules per army or per game.
That's kind of old news for Privateer, though. They had their rules for this edition were up for free for a very, very long time before they published their books.
Yeah.
Now
everything's published, and now they're putting it up free again.
And then they were up for a good amount of time after the books were released. And then they were like, okay, these books have been up for free for a long time. We're taking them down now.
Why do you think that they did it, in all honesty?
My honest answer is
that's why people tune into this show, is for honesty.
Honesty and things we want to plug. Believe it or not, every game we've ever endorsed on this show has paid us $3.
Oh, God. I wish. Have we ever endorsed any game on this show? We've endorsed a couple.
I believe if all of the games we endorsed on this show paid us $3, we'd have a grand total of like $18.
That would be sweet. Yeah, we should make a little game classy like seal of approval.
Just, what is it, like a butt? Like a little golden butt?
We're
giving this game the golden butt.
It should be like a little medal, but the medal should have a butt, and the butt should have a hand coming out giving a thumbs up.
The butt, like a hand coming out of the ass?
Yes!
Nice.
Like it's pooting out the little thumbs
up. Like it's farting a thumbs up, or it's farting a thumbs down.
Yeah, this gets the game classy. fart of disapproval.
Wait, we did do a review on something like a long, many moons ago, and it was a we reviewed it based on the like the thumbs up thumbs down method.
It's the easiest way to do it.
I think we're fucking yawning.
Well, yeah, because we're recording at the ass crack of dawn.
I love it. I think they're going to do a new edition.
That's kind of what I thought too. Yeah.
I don't know how they're going to do it logistically. They're likely not going to replace all the cards like they did before, because that was a fucking nightmare.
The only thing I could think of is that either they are going to revise it so that it works better on a larger scale, or they're going to revise it so that people aren't trying to push it to a larger scale anymore.
I mean, the only thing I can say about that is I doubt that they're going to try and go against the larger scale, because that's what the players are trying to do. And I mean, they might try that, but I think for as much as I think Privateer games break down past 35 points and are not fun past 35 points, if your player base is like, we're going to play this game at 75 points, and you, instead of trying to support that, just go like, nah, fuck you, you're not playing at this points level, I think that's a disadvantage for your company, rather than you should just they're gonna embrace whatever the players are doing.
Yeah, I just think it's such a nonsense way of doing things, going bigger, 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 bigger.
Yeah,
it just kills your game. Every game that's ever done the bigger game kills it.
Yeah, it breaks under its own weight always.
Whatever. I kind of agree too. I think that they're going to be moving to a new edition. I think they're losing players. It must depend on the game.
Well, what the fuck are they losing players to?
But that people jump. I know a lot of people are playing Infinity. Ridiculous amounts of people are playing Infinity again. Mm. And Privateer Press. You go to Adeptic.
Yeah, well, I mean, I've heard third edition is quite good.
Yeah. Not that I'm saying it's hurting them. It's kind of like when I say like people are stopping playing 40K. You go to Adepticon, and the 40K room is the biggest room.
Right.
But there are people who are leaving it for other games.
Right. I think Privateer has a huge issue where their game is extraordinarily stagnant. Like
that's.
I mean, and I might be wrong because, like I said, I'm out of the tournament scene. But I do know that for at least 2.5 years, like the two considered like the top players, they used the same list for like 2.5 years.
Yeah.
Both of them. Like one was like, "This is my list. I'm not changing anything because all of the new models
exactly
are not good enough for my list." So
yeah.
The game's super stagnant. Last I checked, like every army you play against is Warcaster, Warjack versus like one Warjack, usually something that generates its own focus, Colossal, 2 units, character group of solo, the character unit, and then like X number of solos.
Yeah.
That's every list, every game.
Yeah.
Like Colossal, two couple units, character unit, some solos, Warcaster, Warjack.
If Privateer Press is listening to this, which they're probably not,
I highly fucking doubt it.
What I would suggest for their tournament scene is variable, like a yearly variable tournament, like switch. So like 1 year it'd be like 35 points, then the next year you bring it down to 30 points, then the next year you put it up to 40 points, then you bring it down to 35 again.
I still think I think escalation tournaments are the best, where you go 25, 35, 50.
50's a lot, though.
50's a lot. But if it's just for one game at the very end.
Yeah. It's just a long game. I mean, I haven't played in years either, but it's like, I just remember being 50 and being like, fuck, this is a lot of stuff.
Oh, yeah. It's not as long as it is. You get, I think, 55 minutes for a 50-point game.
Yeah.
On the old kill clock.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, which is, you know, that's why, like, Troll Bloods have to be very careful about their unit selections because they have lots of models and they need to take a lot of rolls because they have that toughness thing. So it's like, yeah, you waste a lot of time just doing the mechanics of your army, so you better make sure you play fast.
Yeah, I don't know any Grognard, like, historical player that could, like, take a turn in under 55 minutes, let alone play the game in 55 minutes.
They have to be like Sir fucking David Attenborough, like, describing their turn, like, and this is the majestic fields of the South Wales River, and on the this day in 1815, his forces lined up, and then they became ready to do battle. Yeah. And as you can see here, I'm moving my unit with my hands, but they'd obviously be marching on their own power if this was the real world. And you can see I've painted each individual soldier's petticoats, and this coloration is very important. And you can see that the soldiers, the way I've done it here, is representing reality. They didn't have enough money to create a full uniform look. They just had to try and, you know, create their an ad hoc uniform, if you will. And this is how it's done. And just droning on and on. And after several hours, he's moved one unit.
You pretty much described it 100% accurate.
Yeah. People who are super in history, like, they kind of freak me out. I'm just like, what the fuck's wrong? Like,
I don't, it depends.
Like that kind of level.
Yeah.
People who just, like, I think the past is interesting. Like, yeah. that's different.
That's kind of like how I am. I'm like, this is neat.
That's,
you know, blah, blah, blah.
That's different than what the person I just described.
Yeah. I think for me, it's the people who are really into, like, the colors. Like, this isn't the proper Prussian blue.
This is like, you only have 17 rivets on your tire here. I have to disagree with your historical accuracy.
Yeah, kind of like that. Exactly. Like,
boycott Warlord. They made this tank, and it's 5 millimeters smaller than it should be. Boycott. Boycott.
Boycott. So do you want to talk about your
not much for a historical army, but it'll do.
What's that game you and Kevin keep on talking about? It's like some video thing.
View Scream.
Yeah, View Scream. What's that?
View Scream from none other than Raphael Chandler.
Is that the guy that you keep on sucking his dick on this podcast?
No,
no,
no.
He's not the guy from Legend of the Flame Princess or whatever.
No, that's James Raggi, who I've never mentioned before.
No. The guy who did that
Luxus Naturae.
Yeah,
yeah. That's him.
So you keep on sucking his dick on this podcast.
It's not accurate.
Yeah. Oh, you know, you're gargling his balls, dude.
It's not accurate.
Yeah. Okay.
It's not accurate.
Okay. What is it? What's this one about? It's a video chat.
It's about me urinating in your mouth.
A video chat RPG.
It's a complete digital game.
Okay.
So it's a set up to be like you play with people online RPG, but it's only online.
Okay.
There is no offline mode for the game.
Okay.
It has, like, suggested chat programs to use, and there's visual overlays for, like, your face cams. And I don't know how it works. I obviously haven't seen the book, but from what I gather, it looks like one person is running the game, and you would send private messages, I assume, to the players, and, like, the players have to talk to each other and try and complete the scenario. While things are going bad, the concept is that you're on a spaceship, or someplace futuristic, and everyone has their role. So, like, you're the engineer, there's a captain, there's a, like,
can
a weapon.
Can I be a Scottish engineer?
Absolutely.
Nice.
I mean, I don't see why you couldn't be.
Hey, Captain.
Captain, I'm being killed by a creature from outside space.
There's a giant space Lincoln outside.
Evil Lincoln.
Lincoln wasn't evil. I hate it when you say that.
That's from Futurama.
I know, but Lincoln wasn't evil.
Very specifically in Futurama.
I know.
They go, evil Lincoln.
I know, but that's why it bothers me, is because Futurama's usually so good about that, but Lincoln wasn't evil in that episode.
Right, but that was why it was funny. Because every character that came out was evil. And it's like, well, here we go, boys. The usual holodeck gone mad scenario. Let's break things. There was Genghis Khan and
I know.
Bonnie from, or Clyde from Bonnie and Clyde, I think. I don't know. What was I talking about? Oh, yes. View Scream.
Yeah. View Scream, I Scream. We all scream for View Scream.
We all scream for View Scream. Yeah, so from what I gather, like, there's going to be some, there would be someone running the game.
Yeah.
And they would be orchestrating the events that are happening, and
orchestrating.
Each player has their own motivations and goals, it seems, and you play it out as if you were on a spaceship. So, like, you could be like, I'm trying to do this thing. You're like, oh, I'm gonna go check out this noise, and I just go like, you've been killed.
you've
been killed. Yeah, it looks like a game that's designed to be one shot adventures.
That sounds good. I kind of like one shots better.
It
than
looks fun.
It's
well, that's one of the things that I'm really appealing about the Shadow of the Demon Lord, that RPG that kickstarted a while ago. That's finally coming out to people's hands, and actually not finally. It's actually pretty quick turnaround time. That game is designed for 11 sessions, and it's not designed for it. Games last 11 sessions, so you start the game, you play 11 sessions, and like that, it's over.
That's cool.
In each session, you ding at the end of before the start of the next session, you get a big ding, and then you just go to the next thing. Yeah. So I mean, I'm super excited about View Scream. I like that it's just.
Did you pledge?
Yes. Okay. Yes. I'm going to be. I don't know if it's fully funded yet. I didn't see.
Oh, I just had it.
It wasn't funded when I pledged, but I imagine it is by now. It might be, it actually looked like a game. he did this for Lucis too. There was only one pledge level. And which I like that, like, his the way the Kickstarter works is there's fucking one pledge level. Like, this is where you pledge. However, this one I noted when I was pledging, I was like, this is really cheap. And it's like, it's $10. So, like, I was like, I wonder if it's gonna not make the Kickstarter goal because it's so
low,
inexpensive.
Yeah, it could very well. Yeah, there's a lot actually, because you mentioned the one Kickstarter that's shipping. A couple more have shipped out. Journey of the Wrath of Demons shipped out. One of the listeners, James, is a huge fan of it. I think he was having sex with his box when he was texting us. Some Kingdom Death.
Yes.
That was the other one I was going to mention. Are these yours?
Yeah, those are mine.
Oh, look at these.
Yeah, the Kingdom Death add-on items, like the bonus add-on items have sent. Look at the base. It says, I heart Poots. Yeah, it's pretty funny.
That is the base. That's interesting.
That dude knows what's up. He knows his name is Poots.
Yeah, these models are nice.
Yeah.
How do they go together? They go together all right?
I have not put them together yet.
After all this time waiting, you're like, I'm going to wait.
You're holding the models. You're holding what I have.
Just
this
two?
Wait, cause, yeah, cause that's only, it's only the add-ons.
Oh.
So, like, my base game and my other, like, subset have not shipped.
But they are shipping.
Right. Those are the next thing.
Okay.
They did like the reverse, where like some people are like, we're going to ship the base game and the add-ons later. They did the reverse. Like, we're shipping the add-ons now and the base game later.
That's weird.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's but yeah, that one shipped as well, and I know people are getting, like, super excited about it. They're like, oh my god, I'm going to kill death.
Yeah, I mean, hopefully.
My anus has been so empty for so long.
Hopefully the game is worthy of that spot inside the anus.
So worthy of the spot inside the anus.
Mm-hmm.
It's like right next to your tiny Bilbo, your 10mm Bilbo. You just like, boop.
I wouldn't do that to Bilbo.
You would do that to Bilbo on The Greatest Adventure?
I wouldn't do that to Bilbo. The greatest
adventure the world has ever known. Couple more things. I saw the Halo game.
Fleet Battles?
Fleet Battles!
Flauta Battles?
What the hell is Spartan Games thinking? The ships are really, 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 really nice.
I think they were thinking that they're going to make money.
And off a game that no one, like, people talk about, but no one really cares about anymore.
Halo is still a fucking huge fucking franchise.
I know it is, but I mean, people, like, it's a big franchise, but people aren't like, Halo! If they did a Call of Duty fleet game.
I think there are a lot of people into Halo like that. However, you might not hear about them as much, and you specifically mentioned Call of Duty. Call of Duty is on multiple consoles.
Yeah.
Halo is only on the Xbox.
Well, yeah, I understand that, but it's just like, is there enough people out there for the crossover between the people who are really into Halo and the people who are really into miniatures games?
I don't know.
The models are unbelievably gorgeous, though. I mean, I do
like that these sprues are colored.
Yeah, they are.
So
you can't say that anymore.
Yes, I can. Actually.
You can't say that. That's not right.
I'm fucking Jim Crowing all over this podcast.
Oh, Steve.
Hey, you brought it up.
I did.
I like that they're colored, so it's really cool. If you don't know or if you're not into the painting, you just be like, these are the Covenant because they're purple. These are the Marines because they're gray.
Great. Yeah. And actually, you could just like really just take like a black wash and go over each ship and be like, it's done.
I agree with that. I think you could actually like just be like, it's good enough.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't argue either. I mean, I don't know how the game fucking plays. I didn't see it played, but I
mean, it's a Spartan game, so I would imagine there's exploding D6s.
Exploding D6s.
And bullshit rules.
And bullshit rules.
that's
oh, God, their rule
set. Spartan. They have nice models, they have exploding D6s, and their rule sets are bullshit.
Their rule sets aren't bullshit. They're just so hard to read.
They're bullshit.
Yeah, whoever they need
to... They're not as bullshit as, like... Workshop's boat games, Battlefleet Gothic.
Toot, toot. That's one thing Workshop never got right is boat games. Never got it right. Like, even remember, like, in the General's Compendium when they had, like, the fucking boat rules
the
and
boat
everyone
for
everyone
Warhammer?
Got so fucking, like, I'm gonna build a fucking ship.
So many people build boats.
I'm gonna build a boat for my fucking Beastman. It's gonna be a Beastman boat. And then they build the boat, and then they play the boat rules, and they reel the boat rules are bullshit.
Yeah, they're like, oh, these are actually really awful.
Yeah. So, wait, what I really need is I need a tiny boat, and the tiny boats are really more effective than the giant boats. Well, this is a bullshit game.
Yeah.
I don't want anything to do with this.
Yeah, the boats are mediocre. I think I do like boats.
I love boats, too.
I think the best use of boats in terms of Warhammer is a nice terrain piece that you can go on while playing
right.
the game.
Like, the Legends of the High Seas, which was the pirate game that was based off the Old West rules, had the General's Compendium boat rules in there, and everyone was like, oh, well, fuck this. Actually, I hear that the pirate game that they did for Osprey is pretty good with that.
Gargling yeah. balls.
Gargling balls, yeah. There's just never been a good pirate mini game.
What about the Seventh Sea?
That wasn't a mini game. That was just an RPG.
Didn't they have a minis game?
They had. I think the minis were for the RPG.
I know they had a card game.
Yeah,
A lot of people like that card game. That's a card game. I'm surprised that hasn't come back because the wave of card games that are like coming back from the ashes are is really huge now.
I think that was AEG who did it originally, right?
Right. Which I mean, they brought back Doomtown.
Yeah, they brought back AEG. Is like I think they're
the Alderac Entertainment Group.
They are one of the unsung heroes of, like, that 2000s gaming boom. I mean, shit. 7C, Legends of Five Rings, Burning Sands.
Well, Legends of Five Rings never went anywhere. Legends of Five Rings, like, they put that out, and that game has just existed.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I'm saying. Is it Burning Sands,
I think Burning Sands is a L5R supplement.
Yeah, it's like but it's its own separate like world inside L5R. Mm. It was like a whole
Wormhorde. Arabian Nights.
Yeah.
Arabian Nights. Julian's fries.
Yes. By the way, weirdest thing about Disney World, I'm gonna put this out there. I was in line to go see Jasmine and Aladdin for my daughter was in line. You know, she wanted to take a picture with Jasmine and Aladdin. And there were two 20-something-year-olds in line in front of us. And I'm not talking like oh, we're drunk. We're just waiting in line to go take a picture with... No, they were, like, really excited to go take a picture with Jasmine and Aladdin. I'm like, what the fuck is wrong with you two?
Why would you be excited about taking a picture with Jasmine and Aladdin?
These aren't even Jasmine and Aladdin. I don't even know if this guy's Arab. He looks Mexican to me. I don't know what the fuck.
Why wouldn't you be excited about taking a picture with Jasmine and Aladdin?
Because I'd be more interested in taking a picture with, like, Jafar.
Is it because you tried to give her the $20 for the beads and she turned you down?
Yes.
Knew it.
She's like, I'm a princess. I need at least 25. And I'm like, FTS.
25? That's highway robbery.
Highway robbery.
I'm going to go talk to one of the discount princesses.
For a handy. Where's Mulan?
Mulan, not a princess.
Yeah, she is.
Not a princess.
She's a princess?
No.
Into Disney stuff, yeah.
No. Yeah, but she's not a princess. Just like Pocahontas is also included in the princesses, not a princess.
Well, yeah, I know she's not a princess.
Be a man with the course of a mighty river, with the strength of a great typhoon.
What's that like?
Let's get down to business to defeat the Huns. Did they send me daughters when I asked for sons? You're the saddest lot I've ever seen. But it's something I'll do. I'll make a man out of you. I think that's Donny Osmond.
It is Donny Osmond is the singing voice.
Nice.
I don't know if he's the regular voice, but I know he's the singing voice.
He's definitely the singing voice. I believe the regular voice is B.D. Wong.
B.D. Wong. Also known as the asshole from Jurassic World.
And a great character from Law & Order SVU. He's the psychologist.
He was also in the original Broadway production of Rent and the most recent critically acclaimed revival of You're a Good Man, Charlie Brown.
Nice. I like B.D. Wong.
We know infinitely too much about B.D. Wong.
No, we don't. B.D. Wong's great.
We don't know him. He's a mystery wrapped in an enigma, wrapped in a riddle.
In some ways, the big boy never left, sir. You know what movie's a fucking product of its time? Austin Powers.
Oh, God, yeah.
Have you watched that movie recently?
Hell yeah, it's on TBS
all the
time.
It's so bad. Not even, like, it's not funny. And I'm like, this movie, because I loved that movie when it came out. And so many people loved that movie when it came out. But I watched it now, I'm just like, you know what? This movie was only funny because when it came out. Like, it just slid in perfectly. And became that little mini phenomenon.
Oh, yeah.
But it did not age at all. It's just, like, totally garbage. Except for the scene where he's stuck in the hallway and this fucking on the cart going back and forth. That's still funny.
I don't know. Who does number two work for? That makes me laugh every time.
Who does number two work for? Isn't that the second movie?
No, that's the first one. Because I think it's a... It's either Randy Quaid or I know it's Tom Arnold who's sitting next to him going, yeah, you tell him.
Yeah,
you tell
the turd who's boss. Yeah, that's good.
I don't know. I think Austin Powers is still funny, but I don't know if it's funny because I've seen it and I know the jokes. And I think the jokes were funny back in the 90s.
Yeah,
if it truly is funny.
I did not think it aged well. I watched it, you know, from start to finish. I was just like, a lot of these aren't funny.
I don't know. My kid laughed at it when she watched it. She thought it was silly.
Kids are idiots.
Well, yeah. So is most adults. So is most of the general populace of America.
Especially America.
America. Where was I at? We were talking about Kingdom Death. I had a couple things.
Key and Peele?
Yes, we're talking about Key.
Fuck yeah.
We're talking about...
I love Key and Peele.
Oh, let's talk about something.
Shout out to my man, Lubizitron Bidness.
Let's talk about something that you'll hate. What do you think this is?
I don't know. It could be a lot of things.
Yeah, it's true. You do
is it
hate
classic rock because I hate it.
Classic rock. Well, Warlord Games is trying to hit it again, trying to hit another home
Beyond
run.
Beyond the Gates of Unfarties. The dudes in the fucking the stupid suits.
Oh, stupid.
Yeah, I've coined...
I call them the egg troopers.
I have coined them the stupid suits.
Yeah.
Because they're not practical looking, they're actually quite dumb looking, and I hate them, and I hate Beyond the Gates of Antares.
And it's $30 for four figures.
It was a quaint little game with Poopman in it, and now I just hate it. Except for Beyond the Gates of Antares. So now I'm saying Anfarties.
I know, I caught that.
Yes.
Warlord
mixing
Games,
it up, people. This is for you.
After the rousing success that was Terminator Genisys, they decided that they're going to do the license for the Doctor Who miniatures game. So now you can recreate all your adventures of Doctor Who and his companions.
This fucking thing.
Steve,
you talk. I'm going to look at
Steve,
look
what
at
do you think about the Doctor Who miniatures game?
I'm excited.
I hope there's a plastic sprue where you can get the Doctor and Clara.
I can't wait to play it. I hope they have a sprue that has all the Doctors.
Yes.
I hope there's Cybermen. I hope there's Daleks.
Yes.
I hope there's that ladies whose face was stretched across the two rods. I don't know what the fuck her thing was. She had to get like sprayed with like really terrible CG effect. It's just the
moisturize
face.
Moisturize me.
Yeah, I know. People really like are like super excited about that character. I'm just like, it looked like it was fucking animated by a sixth grader, but I digress.
It was 2005.
Even then, like, it's pretty bad. Even for its time, it's pretty bad.
2005 and British.
Oh, take that, the UK.
I've seen. What was it? What was that dinosaur show they did? The one where they Primeval. You ever see Primeval?
I did not.
It was like the worst special.
The only dinosaur shows I know about are Land of the Lost, the remake Land of the Lost, and Dinosaurs with Earl Sinclair. Honey, I'm home.
What about Terra Nova? By the way, you want to talk about a terrible dated show, Dinosaurs.
I love Dinosaurs.
Oh, it's so awful. Everything about it is terrible.
Love Dinosaurs. So good.
I remember being a kid and being like, this show is awful, Dad. Turn this bullshit off. Let's watch some Taxi.
That's because you you have no love in your heart.
I don't. It's all sucked out. Sucked dry.
And me, I love Dinosaurs.
Yeah.
It was kind of funny. I was watching it not too long ago, and I actually had the opposite thing. And I was like, wow, this show's really good. Like, these effects, they hold up.
Oh, no. The puppetry is really good in that show. It's Jim Henson. You can't go wrong with Jim Henson.
Yeah, generally.
We went to, at Disney World, they had the fucking Muppet Show, the 4D Spectacular, whatever
they
do. Oh,
yeah, that's the best.
And it was like, I remember going to see that when it first opened, and then, God, was it 90, 91?
It was definitely 90s.
It must have been like 91.
Yeah,
it was
still
like,
phenomenal.
And I went, and I was like, wow, this is actually still, like, the film transfer is dated, because the fucking thing's been running nonstop every day for 25 years. They should do it like a... I'm used to watching, you know, HD, so I'm like, fuck, they need to really clean this up.
The 3D is great, though.
Yeah, the 3D is great. The
4D is also great.
The computer animation's kind of bad, but it's because it's old.
It's old.
Like, it would take them, like, $10,000 to fix up everything, probably.
I love that show. That's a great that's one of my favorite things in Disney, actually. The Muppets 4D Spectacular.
Yeah, it's pretty
really fucking
good,
well done. Now that they don't have Captain EO anymore.
They still have Captain EO still there?
No way.
Yeah.
No shit.
Yeah.
Really?
They had it open on the day we went.
Weird, because it was definitely gone for a while. Did they bring Captain EO back?
When Jackson died, they brought it back.
No shit.
Yeah.
That's fucking awesome.
Yeah.
All right. If you're in Disney, make sure you see Captain EO. Captain EO's the shit.
Captain EO's terrible.
Captain EO's so good. The best thing about Captain EO is the story about how Captain EO was made. There are scenes where there are... random people off the street dancing because it was so over budget. They were just like, hey, you want to make $25? Here, come dance in this video with Michael Chase.
Yeah, that's what Doug Benson tells that story all the time.
He was in Captain EO.
He's in Captain EO. He's in the background
dancing.
That's so
fucking weird.
Yeah. It's such a bad movie.
The legend of Captain EO. I mean, it's a bad movie, but it's still fun.
Yeah, I mean, like, you go back and you watch those old Michael Jackson, like, Thriller or...
Don't you say a fucking bad word about Thriller. We will fight right now. We will be recorded. Thriller night.
No, I was doing the epic battle music.
I mean, it's also Thriller. Thriller is really good.
Yeah, and
the man-made Thriller.
Moonwalker.
Moonwalker was bad when it was made.
With Joe Pesci as the bad guy?
That movie is bad.
And
that's fucking bad.
How about that for a minis game? Let's see if our fans can come up with the rules for the Michael Jackson miniatures game.
Yeah. Moonwalker's weird, though, because Moonwalker's just like a series of linked music videos.
And remember when he turns into the spaceship at the end?
It's fucking the weird-ass Michael Jackson face.
Yeah.
It just turns into a robot face. That's also in the Moonwalker game for Genesis.
I know.
That's a weird fucking movie.
Yeah, and then
it's a series of music videos that they link together with a meta plot, and the plot is just totally fucking out there, and it's about Michael Jackson trying to get children.
Yeah, essentially. I always liked the video for Smooth Criminal, though. I will I think that's honestly
nice dancing.
That's my favorite Michael Jackson song.
I like
of
the
all
one
time.
With the I like the one with the claymation bunny.
That's
Speed Demon. Speed Demon.
Was that Speed Demon?
Yeah, Speed Demon.
I was thinking Don't Just Leave Me Alone. Remember that?
That one, he's on a roller coaster.
Yeah, yeah. That one had claymation in it, too.
It also had claymation.
Yeah.
He had a lot of videos that were pretty...
I mean, all of his videos were, like, interesting and visually stimulating, and the music was generally pretty good.
Yeah, his videos were not not due to content or sound, his videos reminded me a lot of Peter Gabriel, where like their videos were always kind of out there, and they had a very like
Sledgehammer.
Right. Sledgehammer. Sledgehammer, I think, is one of the best, if not the best, music videos of all time. Like, that music video is so fucking good. Like, it makes the song better because of how good that music. And that's a great song.
I think I will give you that
the video, dancing chickens are fucking out of control.
I will give you that video is pretty good. It probably does make the song better.
Yeah, it's a fucking great video.
Genesis as a whole generally put out pretty good videos.
Yeah, like the weird ass puppet video.
Yeah,
Land of Confusion.
That's a great fucking song though.
It's a good song. It's a good song. I don't like a lot of old music, but I like Genesis.
Yeah,
I prefer Peter Gabriel led Genesis, but Phil Collins is all right.
Oh, come on. I think Phil Collins is where Genesis came into its own.
They definitely got more popular, but I think Peter Gabriel's songs are better. But
have you heard the first two albums off Genesis?
Well,
they're terrible.
The first two albums of a lot of bands are bad. Like, let's just throw that out
know.
There.
Not
a
all.
Lot of a lot of bands have like, I don't like Zeppelin, but a lot of people I know don't like Zeppelin's first album.
Zeppelin 1's a pretty good album.
I don't like
it's
Led Zeppelin.
It's all just riffed off old blues.
Yeah,
I
don't like Zeppelin, so I'm not one to ask about that. Yeah. But I know a lot of people I know who like Zeppelin don't like their first album.
And Zeppelin 2 is fucking amazing.
Right, but they don't like the first one. Yeah, no, Genesis is good. And, like, yeah, obviously it was better for both Peter Gabriel and Genesis because Peter Gabriel had a ton of hits after he left Genesis.
That's
fucking not Genesis, you monster. You fucking shut up about Tarzan. Jane, also in the Disney princesses
No, she's not.
Thing. I've seen her. I've seen it. I've
but
seen
she's not.
It. She's not a princess.
Well, she's not a princess, but she's also not in the princess line.
It's in here. I don't want to hear words coming out of your mouth.
I'm sorry. Who's the one here who has a daughter who's really into Disney?
Me, but I keep her in the basement where children should be kept.
Yeah. Actually, I will go as far as to say that the first three Genesis albums are pretty terrible. I'm looking at it right now.
Well, I mean,
from Genesis to Revelation, Trespass, and Nursery Crime.
Gabriel was
are
on for like the first
bad.
Six or seven albums. Yeah.
And even like, some of them are whatever. I'm not big enough into Genesis to like really give a full thing, but I've heard the whole discography.
That's one of my favorite. One of my favorite chapters in the book American Psycho. It's called Genesis.
We talked about that.
Just the background of the band Genesis. It's a fucking great chapter
in
that book.
Huh, this is interesting. Yeah, I've learned something about
this
Genesis.
Is really interesting.
Yeah.
I like that.
However.
A lot.
I do love Huey Lewis in the News. still say that there, Sports is one of everywhere. The greatest full albums of all time.
You know, Sports is a really good album, and a lot of people think that that song is on Sports, and it's not.
No, that one's not. But Sports is an amazing album.
Yeah, Sports is a good album. Huey Lewis is pretty good.
Yeah. Want a new drug.
Did you see that?
Wonder Woman made me sick.
Did you see the Huey Lewis and Weird Al thing?
Yeah,
that was great. I was like, oh man, Huey Lewis. Good on you, buddy.
Yeah. I mean, you're just too loud.
yeah, I mean, they got.
I like how you've obfuscated talking about Doctor Who the Miniatures Game, though.
Yeah, I mean, I don't want to talk about that. It's awful.
But we want to talk about Weeping Angels.
How many points are they?
I don't know.
Oh, man,
This, the thing that bothers me about this is how are you going to do a game based off this? You can't.
Sure, it's going to be Time Lords versus fucking Daleks. Or, like, actually, in reality, it's going to be just like 40K. Where in 40K, every game is Space Marine versus Space Marines. The Doctor Who Miniatures game will be everyone playing Daleks versus Daleks.
I think this will be a lot like the Genesis game, where it's, like, scenario-based and it's shitty models.
Maybe it'll be compatible with Genesis, so you can kill the Doctor with Terminators.
I would like it if the Doctor just came in and killed that entire franchise off. Ugh.
The Doctor?
Doctor Who? Have you seen Terminator Genesis?
Yeah, I loved it.
Oh, yeah, that's right. We talked about that. That movie was utter shit.
I love that movie. It's so fun.
Oh, my God.
But you don't like the Terminator. You don't think Terminator 2 Judgment Day is one of the best movies ever made.
Terminator 2 Judgment Day does not hold up.
Okay.
It didn't hold up back in the 90s.
So there you go. That's the thing. Like, you are not the man to ask about Terminator films, with the sole exception of the one with Christian Bale, because that movie's really bad.
I don't know. I kind of dug Terminator 3. T3,
yeah,
Judgment Day.
That one was good. That was not
Rise of Machines.
Rise of Machines, I like that one too. I like Genesis. I think Genesis, it won't be, but I actually thought Genesis was the best ending they could do for that franchise and just actually just call it.
Well, yeah,
like,
because the movie, the, luckily it was like, oh, this movie's going to be terrible. Like, look, this will kill off the franchise, thank God. And then all of a sudden it does bonkers in China.
It did really well in the States, too.
No, it didn't. It bombed utterly in the States. It did great in China. That's what saved the movie.
Very good.
Yeah.
I like that movie.
No, it was bad. You have bad taste. Go watch Doctor Who.
No, that would mean I had bad taste, so I can't watch Doctor Who.
Oh, God. All right.
I thought it was a fine action movie. I mean, people, like, people don't, people expect too much out of some movies.
Yeah.
You know, like, if you sit down in a Terminator movie, exception of two, which I think is an outlier, not representative of the franchise, like, if you're expecting, like, a super deep, meaningful plot and character development and like a lot of like story, you're going to be disappointed.
Yeah.
All of the Terminator, none of the Terminator movies have that. Like Terminator 1, there's almost no dialogue in that movie.
Terminator 1, I think, is an excellent movie.
I agree. I also think it's an excellent movie, but it's not really an action movie. It's more like a suspense sci-fi.
Yeah, it's like a thriller almost.
Yeah, it's like a sci-fi thriller. The second one's an action movie. The third one's an action movie, and Genesis is an action movie.
Well,
and there's tons of great action in that movie.
Well, as I always say, my problem with it is more of the giant holes in the plot of those movies.
Right, which I'm saying I'm there to see an action movie. I'm there to see shit explode.
I can't.
It's fine. The difference is, like, for a movie like, I'll throw it out there. A movie like Transformers. Transformers on the base level of, I want to see shit explode and just, you know, have a good time with this popcorn action movie. Transformers should fill that gap. However, the more recent, not the first, the first one was pretty good, and they didn't do this much. They had a little bit. But the later Transformers movies, like starting with the second one and all of them, the biggest problem with those movies is the robots, their designs are super similar. It's hard to tell them apart, and all of the action goes by so fast, and the way the angles that the camera's at, you can't tell what's fucking happening.
I'm not there for the Transformers. I'm there for Marky Mark.
I found a Transformer. What about LaBeouf?
Oh my God!
No, ma'am. No, no. Yeah. So
I think the trees are starting to kill us.
And that's this plant's looking at me funny. And that's the problem with the Transformers movies. Like those action movies they should be great and super fun action movies, but they're not because you can't fucking tell what's happening. It's just like, is a Decepticon winning this fight? Is there even an Autobot? I can't tell. The camera, it, like, slides around.
When are
real
they
going
to bring the Sharktacons in? That's what I wanted to know.
Sharktacons.
What about the Quintessence? Can we have the Quintessence?
So that's my problem with the Transformers movies. They're not, you know, they should be a great popcorn action movie, but they're not just because of like the way they're directed. You know, they're too many fast jump cuts.
And they gave Devastator balls.
They did give Devastator balls, which is awkward. I dislike their, like, they only got Prime right. The only Transformer that they got right in the entire franchise of movies is Optimus Prime.
I completely agree.
Yeah, they didn't get a single. Actually,
Bumblebee's
all right.
Pretty good.
Yeah, Bumblebee's
I don't like
good.
That they made Bumblebee a, what was they, what did they make him, like a,
he's
like
a Mustang, I think.
Yeah, like a Mustang.
Yeah, he should have been a Volkswagen, but he's at least visually, like, you can tell when Bumblebee's on the screen.
I also like that Bumblebee, they also, like, don't make him so that he can really talk.
Yeah, they did a good, I take back what I said, they did a good job with Bumblebee as well. Also, you can tell when Bumblebee is on the screen.
Yeah.
You can tell when Prime is on the screen. Any other fucking Transformers, just like, I don't fucking know.
Well, the only thing that they got right with Prime was they got Peter Cullen's voice. If they got anyone else to do it,
it
wouldn't be good.
Well, I mean, no, visually, they got Prime right as well.
Yeah, but I mean, I think
they have to have that voice.
I think you hear the voice and you're like, okay. Like, you feel
one
comforted.
One shall stand, one shall fall. You got the touch. Fuck, dude. That scene is so good. Oh, man.
Put the cube into my chest, Sam.
That was That was an important film in my formative years.
It's
Transformers
a good,
movie.
It's a good movie, yeah.
What the shit are we gonna do now? I remember that. And I was like, oh, they swore.
All right,
they
we got
the S word.
We got about 10 minutes left. I only got two more things to talk about. Before
Terminator Genesis.
God, those models are so bad too.
Well, I mean, I'm not.
They
defending
look like
the miniatures came.
They look like they're made by like War Games Factory.
They look bad. Hey, War Games Factory has great skeletons. So actually, if they made those, they'd probably look pretty good. War Games Factory has great skeletons.
They have great skeletons if you want to cut them up and make terrain. Like, especially if you want to make Games Workshop terrain, which is a billion skulls. Did you see that new one? The new skull thing?
No.
It's literally a tower made of skulls.
The last thing I saw was the Chaos Fortress.
Oh my god, the $3,000 piece of bullshit.
Yeah, that thing is the stupidest thing ever. It's like the most unusable piece of terrain I think I've ever seen. I was just like, it takes up a lot of space on the table, and it's not playable.
Remember when Games Workshop used to come out with, like, cool little pieces of terrain? Like, I'm not even talking, like, that Wizard's Tower that they did.
Oh, no, yeah. Like, they did the...
like, they would have, like, a little house.
They had the Asgiliath for Lord of the Rings. That was a great piece of terrain.
Oh, my God, that was fantastic.
They had the little... or they had the biggest one, the Manor.
Yeah.
Which was all of the terrain things they released previously, but that was like the tower, the building, the walls. Like that was a good terrain piece.
You got some little fences. Yep. You got like little bullshit. Yeah,
even their little forest is pretty good.
Yeah, they had little cool stuff. And they had a couple things for 40K that were kind of cool.
Yeah, there was the craters. They had like the bunker stuff, and there was the ruins.
And then they started to create these gigantic kits that just looked awful and took up so much space.
You know, they did the 40K battleground ones, though, like the ones that were just the squares.
Yeah.
They build your own. Those are great terrain kits.
Oh, yeah.
Because you make them however you want.
Yeah. There was like, we could build like these corner towers, or you could build a whole fucking manufactorium or whatever.
Yep.
That was really cool. And now they're just skull-full bullshit.
Skull-fueled bullshit.
Yeah. So I want to talk about another game you hate.
Yeah, man.
Because this podcast will all be about shit you hate.
All right, that's fine.
Another Kickstarter that shipped? Exploding Kittens.
Fuck Exploding Kittens. Fuck the oatmeal. Fuck Exploding Kittens.
I know you hate Exploding
Garbage.
Kittens.
So I also hate the oatmeal.
You just hate the amount of money he made on this.
Well, I don't think he made a lot of the money. I think the guys who made, like, he made a cut, I'm sure, because he drove the Kickstarter.
He did all the art, and it's
the oatmeal. We're going to buy it.
It's the oatmeal. We're going to buy it.
We're going to buy it. We're going to put money.
that sounds exactly like. I didn't back it because I knew like four people who were backing it. So I was like, well, I'm sure I will just play with them. I don't need it.
I didn't back it because it looked like a shit game and I hate the fucking oatmeal.
It's just reverse Uno.
And sure enough, it is a shit game and I still hate the fucking oatmeal.
Yeah, it's just reverse Uno.
Yeah, which is, Uno's a bad game.
Uno's not a bad game. Uno's a...
Fuck Uno. Except for Uno Attack. That one's fun because there's a little
slap.
No, it moves around and it shoots at you.
Oh, that's...
It shoots cards. It's fucking hilarious.
Oh, man. No, Uno's fine. I don't really care about Uno.
Fuck Uno.
That's Steve's stance, ladies and gentlemen.
I'm going to fucking fight you, Joe.
Fuck Uno.
I'm
going
to fight you about Uno.
I love the fact that I'm making you so upset. See, I made you happy at the beginning with the figures.
I'm not really that upset.
And I bring you down with Exploding Kittens.
Kittens exists. I know that, and I always know that. I can't forget. It's like that would be like forgetting Doctor Who exists. Like,
Would it be like forgetting the Alamo?
It's always... What's the Alamo? It would be...
I remember... The Alamo.
Yeah! I fucking love that movie.
I still say it's one of the best movies of the 1980s.
Yeah, I agree with that. No, I mean, just, it's so fucking stupid. Like, I can't stand, it's just like, it's like Munchkin. Like, Munchkin is a bad game. That is a bad, bad game with shitty art.
I like Munchkin.
But it's super popular because it's a light game with whimsical art, and they've made a million different ones. There's fucking Munchkin everything. Like, do you like something? There's probably a fucking Munchkin version of it. And it's totally fucking random. Like, you might as well just roll dice with each other and be like, hey, I'm rolling dice, and just decide who wins based on who rolls better, like 5 out of 10 or whatever. Just like, oh yeah, I won. Dice. And I fucking can't stand it, but it sells, so you know, that's fine. Like, I will make money on it. I will not endorse it. But people buy it because people have terrible taste.
They do.
And Exploding Kittens, it's the same thing for me, except it's slightly worse because I didn't follow, like, I don't, John Kovalik is not popular in the, like, the blogosphere or the, like, social media verse. So, like, I didn't have to see, like, Dork Tower comics, like, shared constantly. But, like, I constantly see fucking people share the oatmeal. And, like, I have to fucking block all of the oatmeal stuff. I have it, like, everything from the oatmeal is hidden. But people share shit that's a link to the oatmeal, but it's not from the oatmeal. It's from some other webpage that's linking from the oatmeal. So I have to fucking hide that. I'm just, God fucking damn it. I can't get away from the fucking oatmeal. And I have to see it all the time. I'm just like... The fucking cookie cutter way that dude makes his comics is infuriating and so vapid and worthless. It's like he goes to a Wikipedia page, inserts, you know, snippets about something, draws really shittily, like not even trying fucking his copy paste garbage art like a fucking child would draw, worse than a child would draw because their proportions aren't even correct, close to correct, and just copy paste shit. And it's just like, oh, look how funny and witty and clever this is. It's fucking terrible. Or he'll take, like, you take one of those articles, like one of those things that people share, like 10 things that liberals like about butt sex. And then you take it, instead of doing it as an article.
Number one should be that it's butt sex.
Sure. Instead of doing it like that, he takes that same list of 10, breaks it down into large blocks of his panels, draws shitty art, companion art, shares it, and is like, I'm making money. People are fucking idiots. You know, he never says anything that is his own thought. Everything is like, it's like, you could just rip his story straight from fucking Reddit. Like, go on Reddit and go to what's being upvoted and just like, oh, look, here's an oatmeal story. And sometimes on Reddit, you'll see a fucking oatmeal story on page one.
I do not doubt it. I don't think it is. I'm not as I don't virulently hate it like you do. I think sometimes they make me laugh. I like the artwork.
I'm gonna fucking breathe here.
How do you feel about hyperbole and a half?
I don't know what that is.
Allie Broach? No, never. No. Another one of those. It's like the oatmeal, but for girls.
Yeah, because I don't like XYCD or whatever as well, and Cyanide and Happiness.
XKCD.
Yeah, I don't like those either.
I love Cyanide and Happiness. Yeah,
I don't like them.
I have a...
Cyanide and Happiness at least has some funny moments.
Cyanide and Happiness, they're always at, like, well, I don't know if they were there last year, but they usually show up to C2E2, so you can always get, like, some cool stuff from them.
The problem I have with those webcomics is, like, the oatmeal included is, like, the art is bad.
What about Control-Alt-Delete?
Let's hold on for a second, because I could go into a total thing about Control-Alt-Delete. The art is really shitty.
How do you feel about Penny Arcade?
And Penny Arcade is the ultimate sin of webcomic. It's not funny.
Yes.
Like, people thought, like, because they did something that, like, pissed off a bunch of, like, Tumblrites a long time ago. I don't know. They made some tasteless joke, and, like, people were really butthurt about it, and they refused to apologize, and then they, like, made a shirt about the joke, and then people got really upset, and then they, like, pulled the shirt, and then they finally apologized, and it became a big fall to all. So a lot of people think that, like, I don't like them because of that event that transpired.
Steve, would you apologize to a person from Tumblr?
A, I don't know the full events of that event, but whatever. I don't like them because they're not funny. Like, Penny Arcade comics are bad. They're not funny. However, they're at least drawn well.
Yes.
Like, they have... The dude who draws Penny Arcade has some fucking talent. Like, he does good shading. His colors are nice. They're vibrant.
He probably pays someone for coloring.
That's fine. But that's fine. He can pay... You can do that. That's totally legit. Most people don't have time to do the full amount of work that is required to do a webcomic like that, which is fine. The art's great, you know, but I think it's not funny, which is one of the reasons that I don't like XYCD and Sign and Happiness, and especially not the oatmeal. It's like the art is bad, so that leads me to believe that they don't give a shit about their product because the art's bad, because they didn't even take the time to learn to fucking draw. Or hire someone to draw. Because you know what? If you really want to, if you have a great story to tell, or you have a webcomic you want to do, and you can't fucking draw, and you can't draw well enough to do a webcomic, you need to hire someone. If you can't afford to hire someone, don't do a fucking webcomic. That's like if I drew, like, stick figures with big butts, and I made that my gimmick. Just like, everything's a stick figure, and there's a big butt on the stick figure. I'd be like, oh, look at me. I'm clever and witty. I'm telling these stupid fucking regurgitated Reddit jokes with my webcomic here. It's totally disrespectful to your audience. But the problem is people, their standards are so low, they don't care. They don't even have the self-respect to look at something and go, like, this person doesn't give a fuck about what they're doing. I am not going to support this. They go, this is really bad. I'm just going to share it.
What do you feel about Perry Bible Fellowship?
The Perry Bible Fellowship is the best webcomic ever made. Ever. The Perry Bible Fellowship is fucking phenomenal. I, too, have lost a kingdom. I fucking love the Perry Bible. That is a great, great fucking webcomic. That's probably the best. Probably the best of all time. Close follow-up. Not as... It's totally different, so I don't want to say not as good, but... fuck. I can't... There's a horror... I linked it on Game Classy. There's a horror webcomic, a horror anthology webcomic that I read.
Okay.
Fuck, I cannot remember the name of it.
I'm just naming webcomics that I usually follow.
False Positive. False Positive. Okay. Excellent. That one's really well done. Really,
what about
really
Obtuse Goose?
I don't know about Obtuse Goose.
Okay.
Control-Alt-Delete, though. Let's go there for a second. All I have to say is fuck Tim Buckley.
Okay.
That's it. Like, okay. If you want, if anyone who can, there's so much content about hating Tim Buckley out there. I don't even need to do it. He has the same face thing where every character has the same face. So, like, every character is just copy-pasted, the same expression. Like, there's no different expressions for his characters. And also, Lost.jpg. Fantastic.
Okay.
Anyone who knows anything about Control-Alt-Delete or, like, any of the shit that surrounds Control-Alt-Delete, they'll know about Lost.jpg.
I know what that one is. Yeah.
Excellent.
I'm trying to think of other webcomics that I've...
So good.
A lot of them I don't remember the names to now, but there are some that are just fantastic that I love. I remember there was a point in like the mid 2000s where I had like 30 webcomics that I had on an aggregate that I used to like follow every day.
Yeah, and I guess I was a little harsh on like XYCD and Sign and Happiness because they're not really
XKCD.
Whatever. XYCD. Those are a little more like
thinkers,
and they're more about like a punchline than continuous story webcomic, you know, or like a big long.
Yeah,
they're short. They're very digestible. So like, I was a little too harsh on those guys, but
they're but what do you feel about Dick Tracy? Do you like the Dick Tracy?
Dick Tracy, I read that in the funnies every Sunday. I like Dick Tracy.
What about Heathcliff? How do you feel about Heathcliff?
Heathcliff, you're no good.
No, it's Heathcliff.
Terrorize the neighborhood.
No, it's Heathcliff. Heathcliff, no one should terrorize neighborhood.
You sure?
Yes.
I thought he said he's no good.
Oh. Well, that's the second verse.
Ah, very good. I like Heathcliff. He's way better than Garfield.
Garfield hates Mondays, though.
He does hate Mondays and loves lasagna.
Did you see the episode of Teen Titans where Robin dresses up like a cat and he ends up being like Garfield?
No, but that's awesome.
I hate Mondays. And he eats all the lasagna.
The thing about Garfield that's really awesome is not the Garfield webcomic, but it's the things that people have done to Garfield.
Oh, I think...
there's a couple things, like one where Garfield's like looking up and down with the googly eyes and he's like, god damn it, cat. That one's really good. And then the no Garfield where just John and John's dialogue.
Garfield without Garfield.
Yes, that's really good.
I also really like not really like, but how do you feel about Marmaduke?
I don't have strong feelings about Marmaduke.
No. What about High and Lois?
Is that the one where the character, there's a character who's a big cigarette?
No. Oh. That's Doonesbury.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'm not big on that.
That's good old political humor on that one.
Yeah.
All right. So that's about it. I don't think I have anything else. I really
went off on fucking webcomics.
You did. It was a while. I just wanted to, before we finish up, had a couple people post some reviews on the page. Number one, we got by a guy named Gene and Jude.
Gene and Jude's.
These guys are pretty funny. I listened to them on the way to the Jewels in Gene and Jude's for some sandwich. He says sauswich. I'm assuming he meant to say sandwich.
Or sausage sandwich.
Oh, that could be.
Sauswich.
Sauswich.
Gene and Jude's is phenomenal. If you're ever in the Chicagoland area, there's a hot dog place called Gene's and Jude's. Do yourself a favor. Get yourself a couple double dogs and some fries and a tamale.
All right.
So good.
420 Blaze It for Life puts Zenith of Mongoloid Reasoning. Their potty mouths never cease spewing hate against the greatest game company ever, the Holy Games Workshop. GW is trying to save all gaming as we know it by putting out Age of Sigmar.
Base GW.
They spent thousands of hours playtesting, crafting, honing, and creating a tight set of four rules for and Joe and Steve just take big diarrhea splatter all over it. I was sold of Age of Shitmar being the greatest thing ever just by being a GW fanboy for life. Don't confuse me by making me actually play it or read Mythic exhaustive four pages of rules. Looking to blaze with Marnius Coolgar.
Nice. 420 praise it.
Yes. Game Classy Podcast. Why? By Mario 98765. One of the few podcasts that makes me laugh out loud. It is ironic how the hosts perpetually make jokes about the various games and grognard people in the community that they ultimately associate with.
It's
my only request is that they have actual more game-related talk like the Will Wheaton show.
Then this guy will really enjoy the last, like, half hour of this episode.
Where Steve rants and raves.
Ranting and raving about webcomics.
Yes.
I just don't... I like people who try.
I like people who try.
When there's effort put forth.
There's one more. I gotta. Where is it?
Uh,
There was one more, and I just can't seem to find it right now.
So are you stoked for Star Wars? I feel like a kid again after seeing those trailers.
I was actually at I was at Walmart the other day, and they had like the Star Wars toys up early because Walmart's, you know, Walmart. and I tried to
the Mart.
I actually went and was like, hey, you know, why don't you? They were like, well, we can't sell you this. I'm like, because I took it up to the front counter and they beeped it and says, do not sell. Mm-hmm. Because obviously the people working there were too dumb not to realize that they could, you know, whatever. But I took it up there and I was like, well, this shouldn't cost more than, like, let's say $20 because they're selling online for $75, right? Uh-huh. So I was like, this shouldn't cost more than $20. How about I just give you the $20 and then you can just put it in the cash register or give it to your manager or do whatever you want with it. And the person's like, no, I can't sell this to you. I'm like, you dummy, I'm trying to bribe you. Like, if you just literally take the money and let me walk out, I will be fine. But no.
I mean, that guy's probably, his cognitive thinking is probably crushed because he has to work at Walmart.
Yeah.
Like, Walmart. And not that you're stupid for working for Walmart. It's just that Walmart will crush your ability to reason.
Yeah.
It will crush your soul, your critical thinking abilities, and your ability to be a human. Because people will treat you like shit, always.
This was the last one. 2-star review. He gave us 5 stars. Iron Chef Zod the Great. Every episode of this podcast...
I'm 40% iron.
Every episode of this podcast I listen to literally makes me stupider. The nerd voices they do are kind of funny, though.
Oh!
Half a thumb up. All right.
That was great.
I love that review.
Go to PlanetArbitrary.com for your Planet Arbitrary news. You can follow me on Twitter at Planet Arbitrary. You can follow Steve on the Facebook page, /GameClassyPodcast. If you follow him, he'll probably go on whatever you're making and then put stupid comments about your stuff on there.
It's true. I do comment on a lot of people's webcomics.
You mostly just comment on Noob the Losers.
Yeah, well, I mean, he talks to me. I like him.
He does talk to you a lot.
I hope you're listening, Andy. You're still my favorite.
You could also listen to our sister podcast, which is the Play On podcast, with Steve's also been co-hosting on. Hopefully they fixed the sound by now.
Yeah, that one dude was totally, Scanderfani was totally putting Pat on blast for the sound. Oh,
I told Pat, I'm like, I'll help you out with the sound. It's just,
Well, the last one was totally fucked because we found out too late that the computer that he was using was using its microphone.
Yeah, I saw that.
So it's like, fuck, we did all, like, there was, like, he was trying to normalize all this volume shit, and the microphone on the computer was fucking with him, so.
Hear that, Pat. Yeah. Also, you could, Comic Book Logic, we just finished up Avengers 2, Ant-Man is coming out next week, and then we're finished up with the Marvel, so
more like Pants Man.
More like Pant Man.
Yes.
That'd
be a really bad superhero.
Oh, yeah.
What can you do? I'd turn into pants.
The best way you can help out the podcast is by going to iTunes and liking, comment, and subscribing on there. The more people that
And on YouTube, like, comment, subscribe.
And also on the YouTube, where you can like, comment, subscribe. We're also on the YouTube at Game Classy Podcast. Or maybe it's just Game Classy. I don't remember which one it is on the YouTube. Also, we have our own subreddit, which is our Game Classy. You can put stuff on there.
You can talk
as
to Joe on that one.
Yeah, we've actually had some good stuff on there. Oh, shit. You know what else I forgot to talk about? Really quick before we end, apparently Wizards of the Coast really screwed the pooch at Gen Con.
At Gen Con specifically?
Yeah, Gen Con specifically. So mental note that we have to talk about that next time, you know, a month after Gen Con has already been over.
They just spoiled a bunch of new stuff from the new set, Battle for Zendikar, so everyone's jizzing all over themselves.
I'm talking more about the Dungeons & Dragons stuff. Dungeons & Dragons.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm just saying, like, in Wizards of the Coast news, they just spoiled stuff from the new set. The Morrow, the head developer, was like, fetch lands are a big thing in Magic. They're very expensive lands. They're required for many decks. Like, if you're playing a deck in a format that can use a fetch land, even if you don't know what that means, you have to use them.
Okay.
That's how they're staple. And the head developer was like, there's no fetch lands in Battle for Zendikar. And then they spoiled that there are, in fact, fetch lands. So it's the internet is losing its collective mind about it.
Okay. I'm like, okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
People are just like, they're like, I saw like my Facebook feed just exploded with people talking about it. And I was like, huh. Well, it's going to be a nightmare.
So fetch.
Yeah, whenever there's something really big going on with Magic, it's always just a nightmare for me.
Yes.
It cuts years off my life.
You know, and since we went so long, there was another thing I wanted to talk about, how like some people on our Facebook page lost their collective minds at the G.I. Joe miniatures game.
People were really into it.
They were really into that.
Yeah.
All right, so Steve, until next time,
I'll see you in the arena.
Game Classy.